We start tonight the fourth sha'ar of Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, the Sha'ar HaBitachon. The Chovos HaLevavos describes the method of the Sefer, that he presents ideas and he proves the ideas from Psukim, Mamori Chazal, and often from Seichel. And he puts Seichel on the same par as Torah, because the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah HaKadosha, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Seichel. The Seichel is from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Many times in the Gemara will present a concept and say it's a Pasuk and it's a Svara. It can be derived from the Tanakh, it can be derived from logic. Logic is on a par with the Torah HaKadosha because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the ability to reason and the ability to draw logical conclusions. So when you want to prove something, it can be proved through the Torah. It can also be proved through Seichel. And that's often the presentation of the Chovos HaLevavos. So the fourth Sha'ar, Sha'ar Bitachon, Babitachon Al Ha'olokim Yisparach Levado. Putting your trust and faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam alone. That's the title. Putting your faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam alone. One more note before we start. The Chovos HaLevavos was written originally in Arabic. The concept of writing Sfarim in the language of the country in which you live is not a new phenomenon, to write English Sfarim because we speak English. The Chovos HaLevavos was written in Arabic. The Lashon HaKodesh we will be learning is a translation from the Ibn Tibbon Mishpacha, who translated into the Lashon HaKodesh. There have been later adaptations into more modern Ivris to make it more understandable to us. It's a bit of an archaic language, but it's not the language it was actually written in. Rabbi Nachai wrote Chovos HaLevavos in Arabic. And by the way, I imagine you know this, the Rabbeinu Bechai who wrote the Chovos HaLevavos is not the Perish Rabbeinu Bechai on the Chumash. The Perish Rabbeinu Bechai on the Chumash, the Talmud of the Rashba, Rabbeinu Bechai ben Asher. This is Rabbeinu Bechai ibn Pekudas. That's a different person. And again, the language we'll be using is a translation from the Arabic in which he actually wrote the Sefer. Amar HaMechaber, the author writes, V'pnei shekadama amareinu b'chiyuv kabbalas avodas Elokim, since we've begun discussing earlier the obligation of accepting upon yourself to serve Hashem, ra'isi l'havi achav ma'ashu tzorech yoyisim mikol devarim l'ovid Elokim yisparach. I saw fit to follow up with that which is the most necessary component of someone who serves Hashem. For habitachon, a love, bechol devarav, and that is putting your trust in Hashem in all your matters. And there are tremendous benefits, both in Torah and the world, if you have the Midas HaBitachon. Midas HaBitachon carries over from Avodas HaKodesh to survival on the planet. It has to do with every facet of your life. V'toral Yosef, bo b'toroso. So what is the benefit in relationship to the Torah and Avodah? Mehan, first of all, one of the benefits are Menuchas Nafshay, u'bitchoino al olkov yisparach. There's a degree of serenity, calm, when a person puts his trust in Hashem. K'mosho eved chayev liv tayach aldenov, no different than a servant puts his faith in his master. V'bneshim einenu boteach belokim, boteach b'zuloso. In my mind, this is one of those things you highlight or underline. Because if you don't put your trust in Hashem, then you're putting your trust in something else or someone else. U'misha boteach b'zulos Hashem, and if you put your trust in something other than Hashem, Meiser Elokim Hashgachaso Me'alav, then the Ibn Hashem will remove his oversight from the person in that area, U'meniachaso B'yad Misha Batech Alav, and leave him to the one upon which he puts his trust. V'yu K'mishanem Abo, and this is what the Pasuk says, Kishtayim Ra'os Asa Ami, describing the impending Churban, the Navi Yirmiyah says that there are two evils that Klai Yisrael did. Osi ozvu makor mayim chayim lachzov lem boros boros nishparim. They have forsaken me, the source of mayim chayim, of the water that gives life, and they've dug broken wells. So they've rejected the Ribono Shel'Olam, and they've put their trust in these other things, in these wells, if you wish, in other things. Similar to what it says in Tehillim, that they exchanged their service for Kadosh Baruch Hu for the shape and form of the eagle. The Pasuk tells us, blessed is the one who puts his faith in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the one Baruch Hu is the one whom he puts his trust. The fortunate is the one who puts his trust in Hashem and doesn't turn to the arrogant and the liars. Cursed is the one who puts his faith in man and thinks human beings will be his strength and help him, turns him away from Hashem. The Ibn Abichai is telling us that by definition, people have bitachon. Having bitachon, having faith, having trust is automatic. That's automatic, and that's part of life. That's what we do. We do it every single day. The question is, where do we put that trust? Where do we put our faith? If you put it in the Ribono Shel Olam exclusively, the Ribono Shel Olam watches over you, takes care of you. If you don't put it in the Ribono Shel Olam, then you're going to be putting it somewhere else. There is no choice here of not having bitachon Hashem and not having bitachon on anyone else either. It doesn't work like that. You always put your trust somewhere. The question is it going to be with Hashem or something other than Hashem? But there's no middle ground where I don't put trust in Hashem and I don't put trust in anyone else and I don't trust anyone or anything but myself. That doesn't exist. So when a person exchanges his bitachon Hashem for something else, he's doing two things wrong. One, he's not putting his bitachon Hashem, and two, he's putting his bitachon somewhere else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu might choose to remove his hashgacha from the person and leave him to wherever he puts his bitachon. If he really puts his bitachon something else, then fine. Then you're left with that, and I'll stay out of the picture, which is a very scary prospect. Now, you may say to yourself, what does that mean? I mean, there are people who don't trust anyone or anything. Well, when you drive to the store to buy bread, how do you know there's bread in the store? Because you're assuming or trusting that the baker came and made the bread to be in the store. And when you go to do anything or buy anything, it's because you're trusting that everything will be in order for me to buy what I want to buy and get what I get. I'm not expecting to come to the gas station and see that it's closed, out of gas, go somewhere else, right? And so our day is full of expectations and relying on things. And we don't maybe think of it in those terms, but it is. It's a reality. The reality is we are constantly relying on other people having done other things, and I expect when I get to a certain place, I'll have what I'm looking for, and so on and so forth. Then the expectation could be built on a background that this has been going on for a long time like that. Every time I go to the gas station, there's gas for me. Every time I go to the bakery, there's bread for me. But the reality is someone had to make that bread. And if they didn't make the bread, there wouldn't be bread for me, right? So we may not think of it in these terms, but that's really what's going on. So what the Rebbeinu B'chai is telling us in Chovas Avavos is that a person should be careful not to take his bitachon away from the Ribono Shel Olam, because sometimes he'll be left with nothing but that which he puts his bitachon in. So he'll give some examples. He's going to give some examples of what he means. V'im yiftach ha'chochmoso v'tach bulosov v'kach gufo v'hishtad luso. Let's say a person takes his bitachon away from Kadosh Baruch Hu in regard to parnasa, because in his mind, he is very wise and he is very capable. So if a person trusts in his brains, his wisdom, his abilities, his training, his skill, and that's what he puts his bitachon in. In other words, my parnasa has nothing to do with God. It has to do with my hard work, my schooling, my training, my intellect, my abilities, and my efforts. And because I have these combination of gifts and tools that are at my disposal, so I can accomplish certain things. If that is your mindset, Yigal Arik, it could be he's working for nothing. V'yechlash kocho, he could lose his strength. Tiksetach bulosu me'asik chefzo, he won't be able to achieve what he thought he would achieve. Kvashama kasuv, locheid chachamim ba'armam, that he ensnares the wise with their own devices. If they don't trust in Hashem and they think they can figure it on their own, it's their own trap. V'amar, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kehelis, Shafti v'otas HaShemesh, K'lo l'kalm ha'merotz, I noticed, I've observed, that under the sun, it's not always the one who are quick who win the race. V'lo l'gibor ha'melcham, it's not always the mighty who win the war. And it's not always the wise people who have food to eat. The lions may be poor and hungry, and those who seek in Hashem do not lack any good. So a person could put his bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam will provide his panosa. Yes, he'll do his hishtadlus. We'll talk about that later. He's got to do his hishtadlus. But his bitachon is in the Ribono Shel Olam, and the Ribono Shel Olam will take care of him. If he doesn't put his bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam, he puts his bitachon in himself, in his strength, in his brains, in his skills, in his training. There are a lot of things that could go wrong. He could get sick. He won't be able to work. He could make a mistake. He could have all kinds of problems that show up that interfere with him that you wouldn't have anticipated this. This happens all the time. Person opens a business, starts his company, and he has, of course, internet sales and the like, and then he's the victim of a ransomware attack. So they say on the radio, 20% of the business will go out of business after such an attack. They will not survive it. They won't survive it. There are so many things that are not in your control in the world of Parnassa, that to think that you don't need Hashem to help you is ridiculous. There are so many things that can interfere with your ability to earn, there are things that can interfere with your ability to be successful, that it's silly to think you could do it on your own. So Chazor is saying, if you think you should put your bitachon in your chachma, in your koyach, in your shtadlus, you're making a mistake. Because plenty of smart people don't have what to eat. Let's say he puts his trust in his wealth. He has a lot of money. So I don't trust in Hashem. Trust in my wealth. Yusar mimenu v'yishor l'zuloso. Eventually he won't have it. It'll be left for someone else. Kosha Amar HaKosa, like the Pasuk says, Ashir yishka v'lo yosef einov pakach v'einenu. The wealthy will eventually pass on. They'll lay down. They won't be able to function. Don't toil to make yourself wealthy. Don't think you could figure it all out. You blink your eye and it's gone. It could leave him halfway through his life, and then in the end he's left with nothing. He won't get any benefit from it. Hashem will let him, he'll toil and amass, and Hashem will give him the chance to enjoy it. For Yetzel Pikadon, it was nothing more than a deposit. Sheshomer Osomene Pagoyim, he watches it from damage. Ad Sheyashuv L'Mishu Roilo, until it returns to the one who should get it. K'mosh Amar. For the Choyte Nosen In Lesov L'Echnos Aseis L'Tol Ne'alakim. The Choyte Hashem puts in his head to collect and amass wealth. It ends up going to whoever Hashem wants it to go to. For Amar Yochim V'Tzadik Gilbosh V'Chesef Noki Yachlo. Pasuk says the Rasha might prepare, but ultimately it's the tzaddik who gets the benefit. So if a person puts his bitachon in his wealth, first of all, he may never get the benefit from his wealth. Pass on, and he won't be able to use the money. He won't get him anywhere. In addition, Very often he loses his money. Hashem will not let him get to use that money. It'll go to somewhere else. Sometimes the Rosh or the Choyte amasses wealth and it gets moved to the Tzaddik who benefits, who didn't work on it. For Asher, and sometimes the money itself is his downfall. It's bad for him. Like the Pasuk says, I saw a terrible thing, Shlomo Melech writes in Kehelis, Osher Shamur Libalov Libaso. Wealth that is actually a disservice to the one who has it. What we learn from that Pasuk is there are people who Hashem will give wealth to instead of the Olam Haba. This is their reward for any mitzvahs they did in this world. So wealth isn't always a good thing. This doesn't mean that you can't be wealthy. It means don't put your bitachon in your wealth. Don't put your trust in your wealth. Don't put your trust in the fact that you have money, because no one knows if you'll ever get to spend that money. No one ever knows if you ever get to get pleasure from that money, where that money is going to end up. And in worst case scenario, the person may actually get benefit from the money, and that the benefit that he receives is in fact in lieu of his chilek in olam haba. That's the worst possible thing. Osher shalom al ra'aso, the money he gets to take care of any mitzvahs he did in this world, and then he won't have the next. So don't put your trust in your chachma. Don't put your trust in your osher. These are things people commonly would put their trust in. Don't. It was a religious person who put on our currency, in God we trust. Why is that on our money? Why is it on our coins, on our bill? Why is that? Because a long time ago, when American currency was coined, you deal with religious people. And they understood this concept. You may have money in your pocket, in God we trust. It could be there's something else behind it, I don't know. But in my mind, it's the Chavos Alvavos. It's the Chavos Alvavos. It's a Musa. You have money in your pocket, that's very nice, but don't put your trust in your money. Put your trust in the Baruch Shalom. Trust in the Baruch Shalom. What are the benefits of Bitachon? He began by saying the benefit of Torah and Avodas Hashem is in the fact that you have to trust in the Baruch Shalom, because if not, it'll go somewhere else, and go somewhere else, you're going to possibly lose the Hashkachas Hashem. And then he explains the two examples where people could perhaps replace Bitachon Hashem with Chochma, Hishtadlus, Koyach, and Osha. Then he continues on, what are the other benefits you get from Bitachon? Because he said there's benefits in Bitachon both in Avodas Hashem and in daily life. Umiham, Shabbatech Belukim, Yevyena Havtachaso Alav, Shlo Ya'avuz Loso. If you have full faith in the Ribono Shel Olam, that faith and trust will allow you not to serve someone else. V'shlo Yekaver Le'ish, you won't be relying on anyone else. Lo Yachil Ibnei Adam, you're not going to yearn for people. V'le'avdeim Le'hisratzos Aleim, you're not going to try to be good friends with people only because you want to get on their good side. You're not going to have to flatter people. You're not going to have to agree with them when they do things that are disagreeable, unless it's to serve Hashem. And they're not going to scare him. He's not going to be afraid of machlokes with them. He's going to be free, as if he's taking off a garment. He's free of receiving anything good from them, the trouble of thanking them, the requirement to repay them back. He doesn't need any of that. And if he has a requirement to give to Chacha, he's not afraid of their honor. And if they're embarrassed, he's not embarrassed. It doesn't upset him. He's not going to say, yeah, it's great when it's false. He's not going to have to lie or say that their lies are good. Kama Shamanovak the Navi says, Vashem Elokim Yazor Li, Al Kain Lo Nichlamti, Al Kain Nisamti, Pani Kachalimish, Veda Kilo Evosh. The Ibn Hashem is helping me, so I'm not embarrassed, I'm not ashamed. My face is like stone. Vam Al Tir Mehem, Idvayam Al Tirah, don't be afraid of them or their words. Vam Idvayam Al Tirah Bnei Atichos, don't be afraid of them, don't be terrified. Vam Al Tir Bneihem, again, the repetition of not having fear. Like the shomer, stronger than the rock, I've given your brow. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of. What's he saying? There are people that are powerful, influential. And one who does not have strong bitachon Hashem may put his bitachon in this influential person. So he's going to do whatever they want and clap whenever they speak and smile whatever they say, even though not everything they say is worth clapping at or smiling at. And he's going to wait for their gifts and work on showing his hakaras hatov for their gifts so he'll get more gifts. And he'll be busy saying how wonderful they are and whatever they say is right. And basically be indebted to them, because he thinks that's his source of support, parnasa, things that he needs. But a person who's talking to Hashem doesn't need any of that. When you're talking to Hashem, you know the Ibn Hashem is the only one who can help me, and the only one I have to worry about. And if someone says something wrong, I'm not going to clap and applaud. And if someone says something that deserves rebuke, he'll give rebuke, he'll give the chacha. And he's not going to say their falsehoods are right, and he's not going to flatter them, and he's not going to worry about them. And he keeps repeating pasuk after pasuk, not to be afraid. Al tira, al techos, al tira, al techos, lo sira. Someone who has bitachon is fearless, because he only has one fear. Fears Hashem, that's it. Fears Hashem and nothing else. The one with true bitachon has fear of nobody or anything. He's, as Yerei Shamayim, trusting the Ibn Hashem, there's nothing to worry about. This doesn't mean, by the way, this doesn't give you license to be rude, mean. That's not what he's talking about. He's not saying any of that. He's just saying, if you're not relying on human beings, you're relying on the Ibn Hashem, so then you are free from all the social things you get involved in when you trust in human beings. When you trust in human beings, you have to be very careful, because you're going to end up doing all kinds of things to keep that relationship. If you're talking about Ribbono Shel Olam, your concern is your relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the concern. Your relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what I got to keep correct. And nothing else is going to interfere with that. So it's, to a certain degree, it's emancipating. You're free from all these other concerns. And it gives you the ability to focus on what's right and what Hashem wants and so on. If a person does not have this degree of bitachon, so then he's going to be in that position where he's going to do these things that he thinks he has to do because he's concerned about the other person's feelings and what he's going to think about him and so on and so forth. Another benefit, umehen. Shabbateach belukim, if a person puts his faith in Hashem, he doesn't have to concern himself with worldly matters. He can focus on serving Hashem. You could perhaps make a comparison of this person who's serene and calm, no concern, no worry, no anxiety, because he is totally botech on the Ibn Hashem. You can compare him to the alchemia, which is the alchemist. What's an alchemist? He has the ability to take silver and turn it into gold. And he can take brass and tin and make it silver. Through his wisdom and deeds. And not only that, there's actually 10 things the Botech has more than the alchemist. The alchemist doesn't exist from what we know, but it was talked about in the Dark Ages, Middle Ages, There are people called alchemists. Alchemy, in some places, it was considered illegal. Supposedly, purportedly, these people had the ability to turn things of less value into greater value. So in the mashal, if such a person existed, if such a gift existed, if such a skill existed, he has no worries. He has no worries because he'll take things that are inexpensive and turn them into things that are expensive. So he'll always make a profit. He'll always have what he needs. The alchemist had it made. If you could be an alchemist, had it made. Was it sorcery? Was it witchcraft? Was it real? I don't know. But they talk about it. You know, it's a term you find in old literature, the alchemist. So what Chosvavis is saying is, the one who has bitachon Hashem has no fears, has no worries, has no anxieties because he's trusting in Hashem. So you can imagine, he says, like the alchemist, you think, has nothing to worry about. Everything is good by him. So too, the one who has bitachon, the Baal bitachon, everything is good by the Baal bitachon. And on top of that, he'll enumerate that there's actually 10 things that the Baal bitachon has better off than the alchemist. So it's there's nothing as good as the Baal bitachon. Ultimately, that's his point. The point is, there's no one who's more relaxed and serene and calm than the Baal bitachon. The Baal bitachon has everything he needs without any concerns, without any concerns.